This is 89.3 HD WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. New Orleans passed a so-called fairness ordinance in 1999, banning discrimination in housing, employment, and public accommodation. Shreveport followed suit last year. And later this month, the Baton Rouge Metro Council is slated to consider a fairness ordinance, but here that looks to be a tougher sell. Rebecca Allen keeps a close eye on the dynamics of the council, covering the City Hall beat for The Advocate, and she's here to suss out what's at play. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
So what are the arguments in favor of this fairness ordinance in Baton Rouge?
Well, in every city, you have laws that protect people on the basis of age, race, religion. But on the local level, and in a lot of states, you don't see those protections for the LGBT community. And in Louisiana, we don't have those protections. So it's kind of up to the local government to step in and put that into place if that's what they want.
Just to be clear, this ordinance doesn't only offer protections to gay people, but it is also, it's rather expansive.
It is.
It has a sort of laundry list of protected
and
groups.
The sponsor of it is Councilwoman Denise Marcel, and if you talk to her, she'll definitely say this is not just about gay people, lesbians, transgender people. This is about equality for all people, you know, and it does include, you know, the gambit, the race, religion, age. It includes veteran status, which is also new. But the difference is that a lot of those protections already are in place. You're protected if you are rejected from living in an apartment because you are Black. But those protections don't always exist in Louisiana, for gays, lesbians, and transgender people.
So what this ordinance is doing is filling a gap, at least with respect to protections for LGBT
mm-hmm.
people.
And that's why people have been focusing, you know, they've been calling this a you know, something that is for the LGBT community, because that is where the gap is.
So those are the arguments for the fairness ordinance. What are the arguments against it?
Well, you know, it's hard to get all of the council members to speak to that. You know, a lot of them are being pretty quiet because it's very sensitive. I've heard some people say that they have concerns about, you know, businesses and telling businesses what to do. Councilman Ryan Heck posted a Facebook message where he was responding to people who have been asking him on his Facebook wall to support the ordinance. And he's been saying that it's going to create a whole bunch of lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits, and that a judge shouldn't be able to decide what's in a person's heart. And, you know, I've seen a few other council members say that they feel like protections are already in place for these people. So it's unnecessary. It's redundant.
This is, of course, not the first time that the Baton Rouge Metro Council has grappled with this issue. How far exactly does this go back, these discussions about fairness ordinances and things like it?
The One Baton Rouge effort came up in 2007 for a vote, and that was a totally different Metro Council, and that was rejected by that council. Then it came back up again in 2010, and it was rejected before it could even come to a vote because there was just so much, you know, acrimony, and the family forum came out again, and it was just the sponsors decided that it was just going to be too ugly. It had no support. So rather than put a vote on the books, they just withdrew it.
And that was a similarly comprehensive resolution. It was basically a statement that, you know, Baton Rouge is tolerant and embracing of all kinds of people, colors, religions, and sexual orientations as well. And it was non-binding. It was just a, you know, a declaration of tolerance.
It was a feel-good resolution.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what we're seeing, you know, in other areas. There's been a lot of talk about Mississippi. Recently, there were 8 cities in Mississippi that passed similar resolutions. And everyone's kind of saying, well, Mississippi is doing it. Why isn't Baton Rouge, or why isn't Louisiana doing it? But I think that theirs were non-binding resolutions as well. And funny enough, now some of the council members are saying, oh, well, if it was just a non-binding resolution, we could support that. So,
but what Councilwoman Denise Marcel is offering now, this fairness ordinance, does have teeth. Not only would it prohibit discrimination against all sorts of people, including gay people, it would allow them to bring lawsuits in civil court if those claims are not resolved in a good faith effort. So why would Councilwoman Marcel want to go for a more substantive measure now?
I couldn't really tell you what specifically has motivated her. It did kind of come out of the blue, but she just says that this is about fairness. She says that it's time. And I know she's working with a lot of different groups. This is not just a, you know, a Denise Marcel effort. There's a lot of advocates behind her right now. And even we're seeing groups like the Baton Rouge Area Foundation and the Baton Rouge Area Chamber is going to vote officially on this before it goes to the council. Back in 2010 and 2007, we had these non-binding resolutions, but you have advocates now who are just saying that's not enough. You know, we need something with some teeth in it.
Just last year, Baton Rouge kind of got a little bit of a shaming in the national media when the parish sheriff's office was found to be arresting gay men in a sting operation based on an anti-sodomy law that had been invalidated by a U.S. Supreme Court decision. But then when Representative Pat Smith asked the council for their support for a bill to get that anti-sodomy law off the books, that resolution was soundly rejected. It was a 7-3 vote. Do you expect the vote on this fairness ordinance later this month to be any different?
Well, that certainly wasn't very long ago. I think that vote, while it was the council people who were trying to bring it up, were saying, oh, well, this is just a matter of, like, cleaning up our books, and this is just an issue of enforcing constitutional laws. It was definitely perceived by the community as, where are you as far as gay rights? So that was really uncomfortable for the council. I do think that that is an indication of where a lot of them are, but I also know that some of them took a lot of heat for that, and maybe some of them are rethinking where they were. So I couldn't tell you exactly how the vote is going to go this month, but that's probably not a terrible indicator.
Rebecca Allen covers City Hall for The Advocate. She'll be covering the vote when the Baton Rouge Metro Council takes up the fairness ordinance on July 23rd. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 HD WRKF in Baton Rouge.